Last time I saw you, you were trying to find a seat at Bomber Stadium. There were no seats to be found, not even one for the mayor.
No, there wouldn't. And the worst part, instead of looking for a seat, I was actually trying to find my way to the very, very top of that press box. We need an elevator there.
You had to take a break. You sat by me and took a break for a second.
I stopped four times on the way to the top of that thing that night just to say hello to people to get my breath. But I'm going to tell you something. That was a great thing to see. It got a little cherry on top when we come out with a W over Harrison. That, you know, was the first time in a long time. But I'll tell you what was most impressive to me that night. It was the way the community supported those kids all week long with the signs. And as I told Bob Rechtenwald and them upstairs that night at 6, I drive by there once, twice a day, you know, going in and out of the house. It's not just football that's out there practicing. You got that field covered with band. You got cheer. You got dance. So when we go out there, while football may be getting a lot of attention, we're there to support all of the kids. And Coach Husky told me when you count the students that were in the stands that night, there were probably over 500 students just involved in some way or another that event. And I was so proud to see this community come out and support them like they did. You know, we got a nice little W there, which that really, really made the...
I kept waiting for you to reach out to the mayor in Harrison and, like, do one of those, you know, bets where y'all are going to do something. I mean,
well,
you do that
he had.
I think he was a little scared.
He was jabbering at me early in the week, but he didn't want to bet it very hard. And then don't think when I was there and the score was like 30-14 and a half, I made a picture of the scoreboard and I sent it to him and hoped he had a good seat at Bomber Stadium to see that board from wherever he was sitting in there. You know, I left and went and did the 73 class reunion, a little presentation to him, and when I came back, I got the bright idea I'd park on the back side of the stadium behind the gym there where the school buses and the PD park. It was wall-to-wall people back in that place. So, you know, hey, we got another big game this weekend with Greenwood. And going to be probably a little bit more challenging than Harrison. But we still need to do the same thing, Heather, for those kids and get back out and support them this week.
I find it easier just to park at the Methodist Church and just walk down there. There's a nice little city sidewalk that'll take me right down there. So
there is, and do that. And, you know, there was people all up and down Bomber Boulevard that night, parking in yards. It's what we want to see. I saw a picture yesterday of the bleachers there from the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
That place, I've never, ever, except for maybe a graduation I've attended there, mm-hmm. saw it like that. So,
well, we could reminisce about that all morning long. But, hey, you got a city council meeting tonight. Semi-light agenda, but several things on there. The one that has probably garnered the most attention as of late are the cameras, the public safety cameras that Police Chief Eddie Griffin has introduced.
That's right, and that'll be up for second reading tonight, possibly third in adoption. We'll see what the council decides. But those cameras, Eddie and his team brought that idea in several months ago. We've been looking at it for a while. We've done a lot of research. They've met with a couple of companies through the Police Chiefs Association and actually toured some cities in the Intermunicipal League back in June. We saw some demonstrations about it down there. And the idea is that we could get these cameras, put them up on mainly some of the key intersections in town, the access points or entry and ways to get in and out of town, those locations. And then if we were to be looking for something, we could probably find it through those cameras because there's just a few ways into town. These cameras are not going to be used to determine if Sammy runs a red light in town or anything like that. That's not the purpose of them. They're basically a surveillance type system of security, as you said. And a couple years ago, I think it was four now, we had a couple young kids here, I believe they were 14, 13, actually stole a van in this town and left this town, and we really had no idea which way they went or where they went. But the PD put the information about that van in the system. And through the same technology we're looking at, that van with those kids in it and that license plate reader that's on these cameras, they were found in Kansas City, Missouri, as a result of that technology. And, you know, they were picked up in Kansas City and got back to Mountain Home safe and sound and stuff. And there's all sorts of instances like that where this would be a great system to have. And if it saves one kid, or if you have a vehicle stolen and somebody leaves town with it, or your trailer or something like that, that's what it's to try to find right there.
Remind us what the price tag is.
I think it's about $65,000 worth of equipment. I think right now there's maybe 9 locations, something like that, 7 or 9 around town.
It's almost like having an extra officer on the streets.
It very much. And, you know, the demonstration we saw in Little Rock at the Municipal League, the city of Jonesboro, I believe it was, showed us. These cameras are monitored at 911 dispatch. Mm-hmm. It's not like the police officers are sitting down to stationary at 911. A call came in at one of the major intersections there that day in Jonesboro. He pulls it up on his iPad there and showed us. The dispatcher knew it was a 4-car wreck or a 3-car wreck or whatever it was. He could tell from the look of the wreck how many people he needed to send to that location. Did he need an ambulance? Did he need this? So there's a lot of things that could be used for, and that we think is a key component of that right there.
Park system getting crazy busy, youth sports on full speed ahead.
They are.
Everything,
you know, I looked the other night and I thought, what are the lights doing on at Keller? And I go out there, I'm thinking we're pretty well done. Well, ragball has started.
Yeah.
And you got ragball almost every night out there. That's those old folks, wannabes, that are out there still trying to play. And the place was full. I think they had 2 fields going the other night out there. And people, I was out there early this week and got to see the ASU Trailblazers softball team play the ASU Red Bulls from Jonesboro. Mm-hmm. And one big event that's coming up the last weekend in September will be the NICA mountain bike race.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to those folks the week before last. They've got over 750 bikers registered right now. That equates out, they think, to a couple of thousand other people with them. What time you throw in parents, brothers, sisters, maybe some grandparents and stuff. And if you have not seen one of those events we've had the last 2 years, I strongly encourage you to take a ride out to Clistawillette Park Saturday or the Sunday, the last weekend of September, and see that. That is going to be a huge event in town.
Falls in the air. It's a great time to be in the city of Mountain Home.
It is, and, you know, these great temperatures are getting a little bit better. We're finally out of that 116-10 heat index, and we've had some rain, so things are looking good, and just keep it that way. I'm enjoying this fall weather right now.
All right. If anyone sees the mayor trying to climb the bleachers tomorrow night at Bomber Stadium, please make sure to give him a hand. He needs all the help he can get.
I'll tell you what, the next time anybody up there wants to talk to me, I think I'm going to become a sideline reporter versus a top of the press box.
I think Tobias Pugsley, we got Bob Van Haren filling in for Brad Coleman tomorrow night. I think Tobias and Bob need to speak to you about halftime, don't you think?
Well, they can do it. They can reach me by phone. We can do this from the sidelines, Aaron. But, you know, hopefully the crowd will come out great tonight.
It's going to be a tough one. Go Bombers.
It'll be a tough one, but go Bombers and make this community proud tomorrow night.